Blog Talk Radio.
Blazing on the track, boy.
Riding through my city with no thoughts, trying to find my way through my city. I'm so lost, I'm out of my mind. So much can't see out of my mind. I try to find time, but I can't seem to. Too high up, I can't see you. Mentally elevated, high off this meditation. Smoking heavy, feeling featherweighted, demonstrating my flyness. You wanna try this? Get up on your knees on that. She calling me your highness. No pun intended. She wanna kick it, no pun intended. Put her up to the sky so I can watch her dive like the sun is setting. I'm stone, you don't like this, better roam, better move it, better lose it, better music, better flows. But this life can make you upset. You getting fucked by the same people you fuck with no glove and no love, man, fuck this. I'd rather get real love from a bum bitch. So what's the truth to an assumption? Losing no repercussions, keep doing what people does and you do it, then they gon' love it. I try to tell them my money come in abundance. Record me as I rummage through these hundreds, show them that I done it. Diamond in the rough and I can't be found. They trying to push me back, still I hold my ground. Lord, I'm still the same old me. So please save me from these demons. So many in my life and I think they scheme us. So help me, Lord, I'm still the same old me. I'm still the same old me. I'm chasing dreams, that's why I gotta go. Oof. Now I'm catching dreams, feeling like a Navajo. Oof. Now I'm Wheezy Baby, smoking on that Holly Grove. Burning the L at the class, that was my honor roll. Oof. Only focused on the things that I wanna know. Got me stuck at the bottom, but that's how karma goes. I got a lot of anger, I got a lot of soul. Government gave me shit, turned it to a pot of gold. Started spitting on the mic when I was 13. In Waterbury where they smoke tree surfing. Might get you robbed, masked up like we purging. Never know who ride in the waters like we surfing. All black, everything. So it's harder when the cops watch them. Wanna be the people's champ? Well, first you gotta know how it feels at the rock bottom. I'm trying to do it well with a Waterbury. But they don't wish you well out in Waterbury. That's why we work till we arrive at the mortuary. Came from the dirt, so when I scream, I made sure they hear me. Diamond in the rough and I can't be found. They trying to push me back, still I hold my ground. Lord, I'm still the same old. Save me from these demons. So many in my life and I think they scheme us. So help me, Lord, I'm still the same old me.
Yeah. The liquor social. We needed this heat. Shit like a cherry stone in Harlem. On a beautiful sunny day. Yeah. South. Yeah. They call me Tino Belafonte, you could call me Andre. I got 3 stacks, I'm about to cop a pound. I see the cops, I see 12, I see them snoop around. I let my boys know, and then we cover ground. Hold up, I see my ma, she sees Papa. I told her that I need it, I don't want no drama. I just need the mirror and my sister sweet. I'm smoking like an Indian, I am a chief. Drop the load off, 2:33. Then I need parts of the family tree. Pick the phone up, I gotta call a driver. And let my people know that we are suppliers. hit the town, let them know we got the fire. And watch you wash these niggas up, throw them in the dryer. I'm in the field with Jimmy Sosa making hits. I'm in the lab with the crack, watch him make a flip. Digital, niggas going on a scale. I don't even need a nigga cause I wear it well. Look me in my eyes, you can see I got it. Third lane, be the gang, and you know we poppin'. And all I do is trap like it's the only option. If you need it and I got it, pass it like an option. And I don't fuck with niggas, all they do is gossip. Like some bum bird, bitches chillin' in the project. You need a meal, I need a million, tell me what's the topic. Oh, you's a bum bird nigga that be pocket watchin'. Yeah, I'm cool, laid back, and I'm bound to pop it. You must have lost your mind, I guess my time expired. Yeah, nigga. I gotta get up out of here, man. Can't fuck with too many fuck niggas, man. You know how they do. Niggas fuck with me because I'm me, man. Original. Third line. Swerve gang. Till I'm gone, nigga. We loose. So we go looking for this shit, man. We out.
Hey y'all, it's your lovely host, Miss J. Renee.
And Miss Britt Lee.
We have a very special guest today. He will introduce himself.
Casper the Panther.
We have Casper the Builder, y'all. We're so sorry about the delay. We've been trying to, like,
get
our lives together, but we're just waiting for everybody to tune in. Casper got his people coming out. Do you have anybody over there?
No.
You have a lot of shout out to the people on Brittany's Facebook.
Shout out to y'all.
Hey, y'all on Instagram. It's Talk That Talk Around the Table. Again, if you're just tuning in, we have our very special guest, Casper the Builder.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with who Casper is,
I am a urban pop singer.
Where are you from?
And I'm from Hamden, Connecticut.
Hamden, Connecticut.
H-Town the Builder.
H-Town. Again, we were running a little late. We're sorry for the inconvenience. We're going to jump into the first topic. Whatever. So, Casper, before we do jump into the first topic, tell us a little bit about your music.
Well, my music is pretty much like a blend of like pop and like R&B. Like, pretty much like type of pop I do is like not really something you'd hear on like, I'm not even sure if they have the station anymore, but like Kiss FM or something like that, or KC1. I mean, you could probably have it on KC101, but it has more like that Hot 93.7 appeal to it.
Okay. Justin Timberlake-ish?
Something around
like
that.
Justin Timberlake-ish.
Like his first album, Justin Timberlake? Not now.
Oh. I mean, if I were to say it'd be like a modern day, like, Cisco type album. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because it's like Cisco, it's like street, but it has like some melody to it and soul to it at the same time. Just like this.
Well, speaking of Cisco, like, who inspires you the most?
Cisco.
Yeah. There you have it. I remember, what's that song that's the favorite popular Cisco song? That thong song? I swear, I was elementary school, kid you not, we made a whole dance to that song. I still remember the dance.
I did a one-hand cartwheel.
Oh.
I've done many one-handed cartwheels in my lifetime, but listen to that song, the song.
That song's from a lot of...
Ooh, that dress is so
No, Cisco was a great artist, though.
Oh, yeah.
Have you
ever
met him?
I met him, yeah.
Have you really?
Uh-huh.
How was he?
That's dope.
He's dope. Like, he's, like, really chill and laid back.
Okay.
And,
They laughing. Y'all know who Cisco was.
Yeah.
He was so versatile, though. Like, the hair change.
I know.
He was dope. Over here.
He had everything.
Yeah.
He was the man. Cisco was the man. If y'all don't know, y'all know who Drew Hill was. Y'all know who Drew
Hill was. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Who doesn't know who Drew Hill is?
Some people just don't know music.
Oh,
somebody did the cartwheel. I know. Out of all things you remember was the cartwheel.
Yeah.
We did a whole choreography to that song.
One hand cartwheel.
One hand jam.
When the booties were on.
I can't see it, Drew. I can't. All right. So what drives your ambition?
What drives my ambition, like, besides, you know, the artists that push me is like basically love from the fans. Mm-hmm. Like my queen definitely inspires me like the most.
Okay.
Like I actually have like a bunch of songs for her that I didn't get to record yet. So
okay.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. There are some tracks coming from me to her.
Nice. Y'all hear it from him. Shout out to the queen, whoever she is. What's her name?
Shantae.
Yeah. Shout out to
Which
Shantae.
Which actually means like sing in Creole.
Okay.
So I kind of knew she was my destiny.
There you have it. We're going to jump into the first topic, y'all. How to tell when certain people aren't for you.
Britt, you're pretty good at this topic. Because we always have these topics on. Me and Britt, I'm going to say we brainstorm, we just vibe on these topics. We be just coming up with some intellectual conversations. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So, like, how can you tell, like, what kind of
vibe
you get?
The type of vibe that I get, when someone's not for me, they're just, they bring that negative energy to you.
Mm-hmm.
They drain you.
Yeah.
They're just not in your corner.
Right.
And it's always nice to have someone that's in your corner, that's down for you, that believes in what you're doing, that loves you, supports you. And a lot of times you don't have that. And I think that with growing up, that it shows you
yeah.
who is for you and who's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kath?
Well, the relationships I've had in the past, it's like I've learned the difference between those who are for you, you know what I mean, and they support what you do.
That's
and then I got the ones who weren't exactly there for me, you know what I mean? And I didn't really feel like a connection with them.
Right.
Like I felt a connection with them with basically, it was only like temporary, you know what I mean?
Right.
But with the girl I have now, like basically, she doesn't agree with everything I do.
She shouldn't.
But that's a good thing. Like
right,
you want
right.
that. You know what I mean? Like you need
that balance.
Who's gonna, yeah.
Right.
Who's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you
want to hear. Oh, a lot of guys like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, well.
They want to hear all that that positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with both of y'all. I think it's definitely an energy level type of thing. Like, I'm a firm believer on auras, and I could tell a person's negativity before they hit the room.
Oh,
I could just feel
it
coming through the book.
Yeah.
You know?
At the door.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was at work, across from a coworker, and my sixth sense kick. I said, somebody's coming. And she was like, looking at me like, she's like, oh, how did you do that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at her like I just felt it. And I said, I could tell her energy ain't right.
Yeah.
It was so strong when she came and she just slammed the doors. Hi. I was like,
well, I mean, that's like a dead giveaway right there. Slamming
you
doors.
Know, I'm like, oh, how you, you know, me being an a-hole. Hi, hey, how you doing? I can just tell a person's aura before they even hit the room or, like, conversation. You can tell everything about a person when you communicate with them. It's I be having the most simple conversations with people. And I just, you know, sometimes I have to kind of back away from those type of people.
Yeah.
It can become rattling.
It's consuming. Mm-hmm. You don't want to consume that.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a positive person. You don't want to be around that negativity.
Right.
I block myself away from those people. Bad for just it just messes up my whole day. Like I can't even think straight. Like my whole day is just even though you should never let nobody get to you like that, but it's just something about being around just being around that negative vibe. It's just
you need that positive energy.
Always. You know, you're always gonna have good and bad days, but to just have to deal with that all day, I can't. It's not in my aura. It's just I can't. I have to like sage and everything. I will sage the person real quick. What else? We could jump into the next topic, y'all. Dealing with damaged people and the pros and cons of that.
Hmm.
Damaged people. So when it comes to damaged people,
that's
it's
right.
like you always want to try to save them. You want to try to save them. You want to be the person that they can turn to when you want to give them all of your energy and just make sure that they're always straight and they always have you to lean on.
Exactly.
And with that, you know, you want to be that person. Like we were talking about Renee, the, mm-hmm. being the healer,
yeah.
trying to be the person's healer. It becomes very mentally draining and taxing on that person.
It does.
I know for me personally, I try to be the person that you can always come to, talk to, vent to. If you ever need me, call me type of person.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who you are. If we talked before, if you just met me, if you need an ear, I'm here. But like
That's
I said,
right,
it becomes Shanera. Very, very taxing.
Yeah.
Very draining.
I think, go ahead.
And I mean, the pros of it is, I guess, you know, being able to say, like, you know, you do your due diligence to make sure that other people have
right,
that peace
right.
of mind. You want to be that person, other people's peace of mind, but the cons are you're just draining yourself.
You ever had that, like, a situation where you try to help somebody and they, you know, you got those people that say they listen, but they're not really understanding.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
listen
exactly.
to respond.
There you go.
They listen to respond.
Yeah. It sounds like two of my friends.
Oh. See, he knows.
It's
I don't know. I deal with a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I always tell her, like, I always come across damaged people. Mm-hmm. And I've been damaged before. I'm not going to act like I'm. I
oh,
am.
Yeah.
The, if nobody knows, I am J. Renee the Google girl. I call myself.
Oh,
Google.
She does
call herself. I am. I just love it. It's all the experience I've been through. You know, I just know stuff and I just try to, like, help people the best I can. But it is draining when you have those people that you do try to help and then they don't take heed to
yeah.
the knowledge you give them
mm-hmm.
and they just suck it all up out of you.
Yeah. I'll be damned if you spit in my face.
That's
I
what I'm saying. And I get that
you.
All the time, but you know, thankfully God sent somebody in my life that's willing to, you know, take that and reciprocate it back to me. Britt.
you
know,
to get on my nerves. No,
I have, I also have another friend. Shout out to Kenya, DR in the building. Me and her talk all the time, and like she always tells me, like, I don't know how you do. Like today, I just have to bring this story up because it's on my mind. She was like, you know, you have three kids. She always said it with her accent. Her accent is very strong, y'all. But she's like, you have three kids. How do you do it? And I was like, I just do it. She was like, but I tell my husband all the time, you know, you've been through a lot, and you just do it. Now that's just a natural instinct. I've always been a strong person, like, but I feel like it's my way of showing people, like, if I can do it,
you could do it too. Absolutely.
So, you know, my experience, I wish people could just look at my experience, like, damn, if she could do it, damn sure I could do it. I could do anything. I could put anything I put my mind to. So,
yeah.
But you know, you have some people, that don't think like that. So, shout out to those that do think like that. You know, they're striving to be better. So, shout out to y'all. We do have some comments. I don't want to neglect them because
right.
we got a lot of people that's tuning in over here on Britt. Shout out to Britt.
Shout out
to Britt supporters over here.
Thank you, everybody that's tuning in to my Facebook Live. I know my audio is much better. I'm so pumped right now because my audio is shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I can't
shout out to my Instagram
because it's so far away. Shout out to everyone that's tuning in on my Instagram Live. Again, this is Talk That Talk
around
the table. We got our boy Cass
in the building. If y'all not familiar, Hampton, Connecticut in the building.
Shout out to him. So, you know, we're just going to read a couple of comments that we got.
Somebody put Unleash the Dragon was the hottest.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you.
Yeah. That was Blake Sanders.
Oh.
Shout out to Blake.
Okay.
The first, this must be for the first time. He said, you don't receive the same love and respect and attention you give. No support. I'm sorry. I'm just going through y'all comments. Exactly. Energy doesn't die. It only travels.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Definitely not worth it, especially when you're pouring out positive energy to people and they're not reciprocated it. Absolutely. Terrell says it can be worth it it can be worth it if both people in the situation grow. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Taya says, hey, boo.
Hey, girl.
Proud of you, Britt Brad, Jasmine Hines. Is that right? She's supporting. Shout out to y'all supporting Brittany, y'all. More
Shout
power
to
y'all.
Supporting us.
Well, they
this,
say Britt Brad.
It's a team.
I'm just saying. That's what she put. Shout out to Jasmine, y'all. All right, we're going to go to the next topic, y'all. Then we'll jump into another song. We have a lot of topics, so we're just trying to get through it because we were just slightly late today. But, this is a good one. The Articulate Melanin Woman. Define the Articulate Melanin Woman. Britt is the Articulate Melanin Woman. She's the epitome of it. But I will have to say a woman that's very headstrong.
Headstrong.
Very
melanin woman. Melanin queen.
Here she go. she can't stop smiling. just
sorry while I say
if you have girl, y'all. You got to. Shout out to all the Articulate Melanin Women. Women that can actually work together and achieve something and grow with one another. It's so much I have to brace myself. It's too much competition out here.
Absolutely.
What are we competing for?
Right.
Yeah.
We all trying to get somewhere. We all trying to gain something out of life. We all trying to find our niche and our purpose because God has given us all a talent.
Absolutely.
But you just tend to run into these people that always just want to just be better than you. Like,
right.
Let's all be great. Let's all win. Let's all break bread together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that we don't have a lot of people out there like that, but we do. There are a bunch of beautiful women I follow every day that's women empowerment and doing their thing. So shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all. Definitely.
Look, shout out to Samantha. She's already sending love.
Shout out to Samantha.
And she's a Hawkins.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Shanira says, gotta support each other every day.
Absolutely.
That's gross.
I was reading this article about rappers and all the male rappers that are out there and how they can all share a table. But female rappers, there can only be one.
Yeah.
There can only be one female rapper. Like, if you watch Remy fighting with Nicki, fighting with Cardi, why can't they?
Yeah. I am
happy, though, that Cardi and Nicki got together on that song, though.
I honestly think that's for sure, though.
I think it's about
the competition thing. I think that's for publicity.
Yeah,
a lot of them are really close.
Yeah.
It's just they show us that because that's what people want to see. That's how they get ratings. They like to see beef. They like to see drama.
They like to see.
But I think in reality,
like
they all really, right. For real. Seriously. Like, but I think in reality, they don't beef like that. That's how they get their, you know, publicity going. But, hey, I mean, that's what people like to tune into. They rather see that than really see women coming together and working together. And that blows my mind.
Right.
But then you have some people that support women like us that want to grow. I can't believe my phone's dying.
My phone is.
This is your
dead,
iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all got the
iPhone. That's their life for the whole podcast.
You know what? Whatever.
Shout out to iPhone.
I'm Android.
Well.
Or that. But yeah, anyway. Shout out to y'all.
Let me close the book of Android.
Oh my God. Sorry, I was just Googling around, but we're going to jump into the next song, and then we'll jump into the rest of the topic, and then we have more questions for Casper. Y'all stay tuned, y'all.
All my life, niggas been like, what the fuck you motherfuckers? Y'all need to mind y'all motherfucking business. Stop doing me, motherfucker. Yeah.
737, I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay down. You should go for what you want, fuck about the haters. Move like you should, solid, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect timing. I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay down. You should go for what you want, fuck about the haters.
Yeah.
Move like you should, solid, grinding. What better way than that?
Yeah, I appreciate the love, but let's talk about the hatred. Niggas talking over your song, praying you won't make it. I'ma kill the game first, I fuck her poker face it. How these bitches bending backwards like I'm in Matrix. Face it, your time's up, I just replaced it. To the lobby end, hope we never catching cases. Hold my nigga starving, a rose from the bloody streets. I don't need consignment, 737 piece of game in my back pocket. Niggas thought I was playing, my music cracked the streets like the Baltimore Hardship. Oh shit, I'm spitting, my talent got given. I'm murking your whole description. My nigga, I ain't kidding. Let me get right and see how many get left. I'm climbing up the success ladder. A lot of niggas took like Freddy in the basement.
Bitch, I'm Jason.
I don't know what you be on, but I'm about to pay down. Pay you should go for what you want. Fuck about the haters. Move like you should. Silent, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect. I don't know what you be on, but I'm about to pay for it. You should know what you want, fuck about the hater. Move like you should,
silent, grind.
What better way than that?
Cool.
Perfect.
Always kept my eyes on my own paper. Silently grinding, smoking loud, getting lost in the vapors. I stay with an L like I'm signed to Dream Chasers. As I'm in love with life, it's only right to have haters. Trying to hold me back is what you won't do. If I was your pops, then that's where your moms, I'ma disown you. Talking about this, but you ain't even about that. How you claim real and even fake niggas doubt that. Thought you were an obstacle, literally illogical. I'm too diabolical, you is hella comical. Holding on for life, I'm here to kill these niggas. If I was blind trying to read, they won't feel these niggas. They don't want to see me succeed, driving me down and out with no reason to breathe. Sad thing is I ain't built like that. So if blood is the price of this victory,
word to me,
I'm making everybody bleed.
I don't know what you be on, but I'm about to pay down. Pay you should go for what you want, fuck about the haters. Move like you should, silent, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect timing. I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay down. You should go for what you want, fuck about the haters. Move like you should, silent, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect timing.
Check. Good. You know you.
I've been going crazy since a young nigga, baby. I've been going crazy. Watch out, watch out, watch out, how I spawn. I been on the move, just peep the wall.
Just peep the wall.
She do not deal with the snake. She only fuck with the shark. Still eat my noodles with spark. Hit up the target like dog. That be that any time. That be that any time.
That be that
any time. That be that any time. I came from the bottom fall. So am I was in the bottom gone. That be that any time. That be that any time.
Yo, took some double shots and I ain't need to change. I'm that nigga from the burbs who always beat the case. I'm feeling gone off this Henny. I'm super lit and I'm gritty. Counting up 20s and 50s. Surfing the 10 from her titties. Never stretch the curb. These thotties will be swerved. I'm seeing doubles of benches. I keep that fifth always with me. Turning up, getting lit. That's awesome, my step fucking with me. Not amigo, but your bad bitches always bougie. I got them locked in like Fuji. Sitting my cup on her booty. No Mickey Mouse and I'm goofy. We'll put the ink to your coupe. This in the got me loopy. Niggas can't do how I do me. I got that fame like a Uzi. We turning this bitch up and shooting straight movies.
Watch out, watch out, watch out how I spawn.
How I spawn?
I been on the move, just beat the wall.
Just beat the wall.
She do not deal with the snake. She only fuck with the shark. Still eat my noodles with spark. Hit up the target like dog. That be that any time.
That be that
any time.
That be that
any time. That be that any
time.
I came from the bottom fall. So am I was in the bottom gone. That be that any time. That be that any time.
We on some shit and we buy the bar. I empty the bag and I buy it all. These niggas be mad cause I'm buying the bar. It ain't a biggie but never small. Notorious nigga, I had to cross before I walk, just peep the top. I'm kicking Lego, ain't her before. She be a pizzle that likes it raw. I'm on the virgin, I turn up. We got that heat, nigga, run up. I been on my shit on the come up. And the sentence, got me so done up. Bitches will talk about you, and niggas will always doubt you. The sentence got me hyped too. Flowing and flowing like Nile. Part a nigga like a river. She throwing it back while I shimmer. I'm destined to be just a winner, and honestly, I always been just a nigga. The sentence got me hyped too. Flowing and flowing like Nile. Part a nigga like a river. She throwing it back while I shimmer.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, how I spawn.
Watch out, how I spawn.
I been on the move, just peep the wall.
Just peep the wall.
She do not deal with the snake. She only fuck with the shark. Still eat my noodles with spark. Hit up the target like dog. That be that any time.
That be that
any time.
That
be that any time. That be that any time. I came from the bottom fall. So am I was in the bottom gone. That be that any time. That be that any time.
I got a couple fans, so it's time to go crazy. I've been a few